Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the South African delegation, I would like to extend our congratulations to you on your election as President of the 9th Review Conference of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. I assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support in ensuring the success of this conference. South Africa wishes to associate itself with the statement delivered by Azerbaijan on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement and other state parties to the BWC. Mr. President, South Africa would like to reiterate its commitment to the full, effective, and balanced implementation of the BWC and to multilateral-based processes and negotiations. The BWC and its review conference make an important contribution every 5 years to the family of disarmament and non-proliferation treaties and to the maintenance of international peace and security by preventing the threat posed by biological weapons. Mr. President, South Africa would like to thank you for the fruitful and inclusive regional consultations held earlier this year, in particular, the discussions conducted with African member states during the regional preparatory meeting held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. South Africa also welcomes efforts by the Implementation Support Unit since the last review conference in 2016 to promote the universalization of the BWC. In this regard, we welcome our sisterly neighbor, Namibia, as the 184th member of the convention. South Africa would like to encourage states which have not yet joined the BWC to accede to this important convention. Mr. President, the COVID-19 pandemic demonstrated how vulnerable the world is to fast-spreading diseases that can disrupt human, animal, and plant life across regions and continents with devastating consequences. The review of the BWC Convention could not have come at a more relevant and appropriate time. The strengthening of its provisions and its implementation has never been more urgent. In this regard, the priorities for my delegation include continuing to support the provisions of Article 1 and the firm determination of state parties to condemn any use of biological agents or toxins, equipment or means of delivery for other than peaceful purposes by anyone at any time under any circumstances. In terms of Article 2, South Africa welcomes the and will continue to encourage the voluntary exchange of information in the form of confidence-building measures, voluntary declarations and statements as it increases transparency and confidence in the convention in the absence of a verification mechanism. Having said this, South Africa recognizes the importance of strengthening the convention through a legally binding verification mechanism. South Africa calls for the resumption of the multilateral negotiations for a legally binding protocol dealing with all articles of the convention, including a verification mechanism. There's absolutely no doubt that the 9th Review Conference offers a unique and appropriate opportunity to consider proposals and processes that will take us closer to achieving this goal. In terms of Article 5, South Africa considers that it should continue to act as a key mechanism under the Convention for bilateral and multilateral dialogue and cooperation among member states. It is indeed important that this tool should improve the universal implementation of the Convention in accordance with the UN Charter. South Africa continues to also support the UNSG's mechanism as an independent investigative mechanism and an option to member states for the investigation of alleged use of biological weapons. Mr. President, South Africa strongly believes in the need to strengthen the implementation of Article 7. South Africa considers that state parties can provide humanitarian assistance or support such assistance to any state party that so requests it in the event of a violation of the convention. For this, South Africa has proposed the adoption during the 9th Review Conference of voluntary guidelines under the Convention that can help member states to provide assistance to any state party that so requests it in the event of a violation of the convention. South Africa is also of the opinion that proposals for a database and an umbrella mechanism under Article 7 could complement the guidelines paper and better strengthen and operationalize Article 7. On the issue of Article 10 of the Convention, South Africa believes that as we continue our endeavors to strengthen the BWC regime, it is vital that we should also focus on the developmental and cooperation features of the Convention. South Africa, as an African country and a member of the Non-Aligned Movement, shares the view that Article 10 should, through Article 10 mechanism, promote the right of state parties to participate in the exchange of technology, equipment, materials, and scientific information for peaceful purposes, and that state parties in a position to do so should contribute to the further development of scientific knowledge and discoveries in this field. Mr. President, South Africa is ready to support the institutional strengthening of the Convention, in particular, any efforts aimed at streamlining the intersessional period through processes that are able to address existing gaps in the Convention, such as discussions on a verification mechanism, a new science technology process, and an enhanced cooperation structure. In conclusion, Mr. President, South Africa would like to encourage all state parties to the Convention to work together in achieving the goals of the Convention. South Africa stands ready to cooperate and is willing to do what is required to promote the Convention's objectives to eradicate the threat of biological weapons and diseases around the world. I thank you.